For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. On this broadcast, we are in the middle of a series brought by Pastor Holland entitled, Taking the Fear Out of Freedom. God led the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt and led them to the Promised Land. God offers the same to you, leading your life from spiritual enslavement to life everlasting. Listen now as Pastor Holland continues from Exodus chapter 14 in this series of sermons entitled, Taking the Fear Out of Freedom.
Friend, today, just be still. Be still. Listen, somebody said, what's the world coming to? I don't know what it's coming to, but I know who's coming to it soon. And I believe the Lord Jesus is. And what we need to do is just stand still. The Bible said in 2 Timothy, and I've already quoted it, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So here we find Moses challenging the people. He said, first of all, fear not. Second of all, he said, stand still. Thirdly, basically, he says, stop crying out to God and complaining. We find as we read on down, the Lord shall fight for you, he said. He shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward. Now, this command was not necessarily the challenge that Moses was given to the people. This is the challenge God was given to Moses. We find in verse number 15, that Moses had delivered, no doubt, a stirring challenge. I believe Moses was pumped. You know what I mean? He had got out there and he said, fear not. He said, stand still. See the salvation of God. But obviously, when he went back to his tent, he must have been doing a little complaining and crying out to God. Okay, God, I told him. Now, what are you going to do? Okay, God, I've told him. So it'll be, you know, what are we going to do? Here's what God said. He told him, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? You know, sometimes, well, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But you know, do not fear. Stand still. Believe God. Believe the salvation of God. As he completed that challenge, and even sometimes preachers, I will tell you, I have to preach to myself. Sometimes when I tell you something, I have to turn around and apply it to me. And yet we find no doubt Moses was a little bit down in the mouth, and obviously he was crying out to God. And here's what God said to Moses, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. You know, I'm all about praying, and I believe the Bible teaches to pray. But there's a time to quit crying out to God and quit praying and just go forward. We come in our churches and we cry to God, oh God, please give us souls and help us to see people saved and get to go to heaven. You can stay on your knees on the altar all day long and please understand, yes, God answers prayer and I believe you ought to pray. But if you want to see souls saved, get up off your knees and get out in your neighborhood or go to your job or find the people you live around and tell them that Jesus saves. There's a time sometime to stop crying out. There's a time to stop praying. I remember a lady had a maid, and she was kind of her maid, and she was working with her. And every day, that lady that owned the house, there was an old shed in the back. And the lady that lived there, it was about to fall down, and she knew somebody was going to get hurt if it fell down. And every night, she'd say her prayers. She said, Lord, please help that old shed just to go and fall down. We can clean it up and get it out of the way. Lord, help it. I don't want nobody to get hurt. One morning she got up and the shed was burnt to the ground. She asked the maid. She said, you know anything about that? She said, yes, ma'am. She said, I just put a little feet to your prayers. And I tell you, sometimes we need to put a little feet. We can cry out to God all we want to, but there's a time to stop crying out and praying and just get out and go. There's a time to quit blaming others for the problem. And just go forward. There was no time for them to start and point fingers and say, well, listen to this, look at that, that, and that. There's a time to just stop it. And just go forward and do what God commanded you to do. There's a time to stop analyzing and planning. we try to do. I'm not the most organized person in the world, I know. And I believe in organization, and I believe you ought to have guidelines, and you ought to have planning, and you ought to do what you do accordingly. I believe in all that. But you can analyze something to death. There's a time to start analyzing and to start planning and just do it. You can spend your whole life planning things, but there's a time to quit. He said there's a time to arise, go forward, move on, trust God that He'll take care of the problem. And we know eventually, and I don't know how far I'm going to get today, but we know that He did. Listen, God demands us today that we arise and go forward. He said we're to be diligent. We're to be steadfast. We're to be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Did you notice the word always? There's no time for some times of rest in between. There's not times to quit for a little while. There's times that we just need to continue to keep going forward in order that we might do what God would have us to do. In 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, brethren, it's required in a steward that a man be found faithful. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In Galatians 6:9, and be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. Friend, God demands that we arise. Let's quit analyzing. Let's quit blaming. Let's quit pointing fingers. And let's just get up and go. God said, Moses, quit crying to me. Get out there and tell them to go. And that's exactly what he did. Second of all, God demands zeal in our life. I'll tell you today, if people got as excited about serving God as we do other things, it'd be unbelievable what God could do in His work. I love sports just as much as anybody else does. But I'm going to tell you something. I pray that I never get where I love sports more than I love Jesus. I hope today that I'll always have a zeal for Him and a desire. Somebody said, you know, we're living in a different day. You can't reach people like you used to. People just don't listen and people's not going to do right. And, you know, you just don't have it. But I'm going to tell you something. This book is still true. God is still on the throne. God's still able to do what He said He would do according to His word. And we must trust Him. And so I want you to understand today, there's no use sitting around crying. There's no use sitting around fearing. There's no use sitting around running. Why don't you just stand still and let God do His work? And then there's a time just to get up and go forth. Secondly and quickly, and I'll give you as much as I can, but in verses 16 through 18, God not only had a plan, but God had a purpose for what He did. He put them down there by the Red Sea because He wanted to show them something. We see that He divided the Red Sea. There was a threefold purpose in Him doing that. Look at verse number 16. He tells them, He says, that they may go forward. He said, don't cry to me. Speaking to them, tell them they go forward. Now, wait a minute. The water's still going. The river's still flowing. And God said, tell them to go. Yep, that's what He said. But in verse 16, He gives the rest of it. He said, but lift up thy rod, stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. I'm going to tell you something. I believe every word of that verse. Well, let me just clarify that. I believe every word of every verse. But I especially believe this. God said they're going to go over on dry ground. I tell you, I've never seen a pond drained that had dry ground the day they drained it. I don't think you'll ever see a pond drained with dry ground the day they drained it. But friend, when He rolled back the Red Sea, the ground was just as dry as it could be. It was a phenomenal sight. They didn't have to worry about bogging down. They didn't have to worry about losing the shoes. They didn't have to worry about nothing. They just had to go forth. Now, remember, they're standing on the seashore. They're about to be attacked. They're fearful, rightfully so. But hopefully, Moses has gotten to them a little bit. And then he tells them to take the rod. And he tells them what to do. And they're going to walk over on dry ground. These people were about to encounter the most powerful army on the face of the earth. They literally did not stand a chance. But God allowed them to witness one of the most phenomenal miracles that ever transpired. You've never seen it. I've never seen it. And furthermore, we probably never will see a sea divided like it was that day. But God said, Moses, you spoke with authority. Moses, you told them what I told you to tell them. And now I have a plan. I have a purpose for parting the sea. God divided the Red Sea so that the people might be delivered from their enemies. I tell you, many of you have had some Red Sea crossings. It hadn't come at the seashore side. It hadn't come on the water's edge. And you literally hadn't seen a sea divide. But I tell you, there's been time and time and time again in my life when God has delivered me from mine enemies. He has provided for me every step of the way, and He's given me what I could not give myself. And yet we find these people, they were witnessing what only the living and true God could really do. The people had been given the great promise of God. And by the way, you remember what we read up there in verse number 13? The Bible said, Moses said unto the people, fear you not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, which He shall show to you this day. He said, the Lord shall fight for you in verse 14. He said, he rebukes, I believe, Moses and says, don't come crying to me. It's time to go or either hush. He says, let's tell them to go forward. The people had been given the great promises were now seeing the promises of God fulfilled. When it seems as if you can't be delivered from your enemies, when it seems you're defeated, when it seems you're enslaved, when it seems your back is against the wall, God is going to divide the Red Sea just like He did for them in order that He might deliver them from their enemies. We'll never get to what happens, but I think most of you have been in church long enough know what happened. But God divided the Red Sea in order that He might deliver them from their enemies. God divided the Red Sea so that He might listen, gain glory from Pharaoh and his army. Gain glory by executing justice and judgment upon them. And when Pharaoh came up against them and they began to bargain, if you go back and look at them, you'll just note in the scripture where many times God said, I will harden the heart of Pharaoh. I will be honored. He's honored, all right. Here's the Egyptian army coming. Here's the sea rolling back. I can only imagine the Egyptian army probably said, whoo, this is going to be a cake. This piece of cake, man. We've got the sea. We've got a sure path. Because if they'd have thought what was going to happen, they'd have probably retreated, but they didn't.
God has offered you freedom in your life away from the bondage of sin. Are you fearful in trusting Him? Doubt, worry, and fear are obstacles the enemy puts in our way to keep us from trusting Christ. If we can help you in your walk with Him, please contact us. We will continue this message on this broadcast next week as we continue the series, Taking the Fear Out of Freedom. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.